5, we are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line coming up. Mark's got a story about a sniper rifle that doesn't even really need to be aimed in order to shoot it, or it's computer controlled.
At this point, you need somebody to pull the trigger.
We'll get to the details on that. Also, we'll take your phone calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. Last hour, we were talking about how, Sam, you had mentioned that people are really searching for another option. They're sick and tired. A lot of them are sick and tired of the two-party system, which is total scam.
Yep.
And as we mentioned last night, it's the two parties are just two sides of the same coin. They're two sides of the same big government coin. The Republicans will tell you they want smaller government, but they'll do nothing about it. They'll actually make the government larger. At least the Democrats are generally honest about wanting more government. Of course, they lie, too, when they say they're going to do things like, you know, bring peace. That's a bunch of nonsense. So people are upset, but not everybody. There's still plenty of folks that are all kinds of gullible. And people that have been through more than one election cycle, you'd think you'd get it after a couple of cycles. Like, the first time you come in, you got the rose-colored glasses on. Oh, yeah, look what he's saying. In fact, somebody posted on Facebook last night a video that was cobbled together from some clips of George Bush in the year 2000. And it was really interesting because going back to what this man said prior to being elected and then knowing what he did for 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's an incredible contrast. This guy was talking about peace.
Non-intervention.
Sure. Yeah. He was talking about not doing nation building, and he was actually advocating peace, withdrawing from around the world. I mean, it was great, you know?
It's the kind of thing that would get you to vote for the liar, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
they're not lying. They just don't have all the information. And then once they get in, they get all that extra information.
Right.
And that's why they
right.
do the things
you have to follow
that they
the generals.
Do.
Maybe the information
know.
Is that the military-industrial complex says, we will kill you and replace you very quickly.
Maybe.
If you don't stick to because I don't know. I mean, Obama got the peace prize, for God's sake, while he's ordering war attacks.
But the people who say that, it just amazes me. Why do you even believe in democracy if you think that that's acceptable? If you think that someone can go out there and make all of these promises and say, this is what I'm all about, and then you will make excuses for them
mm-hmm.
when they go back and completely 180 reverse what they told you?
Well, he had to follow the general's advice. He may have wanted peace, but the generals wanted war, and they're
the
experts.
It doesn't matter what he wanted. It's what the people who elected him wanted, and they elected him
to
do what he said he was going to do.
The generals are the experts.
I've heard the argument for this. My friend, a good friend, my mm-hmm. best friend, is you know, pretty much dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, and he said that Obama doesn't really get to make those decisions.
Oh.
The commander in chief of the United States military doesn't actually get to make the decisions. So, of course, he deserved the Peace Prize.
I mean, what kind of lies
do people tell themselves?
Yeah, the backwards bending, the gymnastics, the mental gymnastics that people have to go through to justify this. So a lot of people are frustrated, but then again, some people, they just keep getting suckered. And you'd, like I was saying, you'd think that, okay, you can give people a couple of election cycles,
yeah.
right? Like the first time out, they're going to get lied to. They're going to believe it. Oh, this is great. The best system in the world. Like they just get out of high school or something. Yeah, this is the best system. I get to vote. And then they get their guy in, maybe, and then they start to get disillusioned. Oh, that guy lied to me. Those darn politicians, they're all liars. Except this new guy. Boy, this new guy sure is interesting, and he is great. This time he's going to make a difference, or she's going to make a difference, and I'm going to vote this person in. And so you get your second time where they're still under the delusion that this system can work, that if they just vote for the right people, that it'll all be okay. And then they vote for that person, and then whoever wins. And then, of course, it can keep them going because if their guy doesn't win, then they can just believe that their guy would have been good. So really, you can only get through two election cycles
maybe
if you've won both of the if your candidate won both of the election cycles, you might need more than two in order to really kind of
maybe you realize you just need to switch to the other party. So then you go through, you know, one or two more additional cycles because, well, it was the Republicans. They're the ones right. that are lying. The Democrats, they tell the truth. So I'm going to go vote for them now.
All manner of excuses people must tell themselves in order to justify continuing to believe that something's going to change. And so some of those folks that are still disillusioned, if you will, by the system are the Tea Partiers. And that's what LouRockwell.com is commenting on here on their blog. Some Tea Partiers will fall for anything, according to Ryan McMacken. Tom Tang Credo today boasted a variety of endorsements that he's received from local Tea Party organizations in his bid for the governorship in Colorado. I won't bore you with the details, but Tancredo, a Republican member of Congress until 2009, launched a campaign as an independent demagogue after he decided the GOP nominee was not to his liking. Now, I have no idea how representative these Tea Party organizers are of the rank-and-file Tea Partier, but I do know that Tancredo has spoken at local Tea Party events and has been cheered. So, what's interesting is that Tancredo was the only GOP member of the Colorado congressional delegation that voted for the TARP bailout. So, Tancredo, who voted for the greatest taxpayer ripoff in American history, goes to Tea Party events where he recites something about the virtues of small governments and then receives thunderous applause. Tancredo, who supported the legislation that stole almost $1 trillion from the taxpayers and handed it over to Goldman Sachs and friends, now lectures the American people on the need for smaller government. Probably no other piece of legislation in recent memory galvanized and defined the Party of Liberty in America more than the TARP bailout and the opposition to it. It was the legislation that revved up the nonstop fleecing of the American public to about triple its normal speed, and with the support of Tom Tancredo. The Tea Party types here are making excuses for him because Tancredo now says that voting for TARP was a mistake.
No, that's all it takes. Just
how
say it's a mistake.
Courageous, according to McMacken. He voted for TARP because that required no courage, and now he's disavowing his vote because that requires no courage. Right? He says, well, what a magnificent display of principle. But hey, Tea Partiers, I'm sure that even though he voted for the biggest big government piece of legislation in decades because Goldman Sachs told him to, that doesn't mean that he won't be a staunch opponent of big government on everything else, right? Keep dreaming, he says. Hey, remember when all those Republicans slashed the size of government after they got in control of Congress back in 1994? Remember when George W. Bush didn't double the size of the amount of federal spending in 8 years? Wasn't that great? Oh, wait, they didn't do those things. They did double the size of spending.
Yes.
They did dramatically increase the size of government.
At this point, the only president worse than George Bush was Barack Obama.
But you know, Tancredo doesn't like the Mexicans.
And that's
far more important. It's far more important that he hates brown folk than what he did with that TARP. Don't you pay attention? He made a mistake with TARP. He's given it.
He's reformed.
Yeah, that's right. He's paying his penance.
Right, by coming and speaking at our events.
He loves liberty. He loves, and he hates brown, well, he hates the illegal brown folk. He loves brown folk. He just loves them when they're legal and
they follow the rules.
Come through the front door. Because this is what it's about, right? It's not about TARP and what he did with TARP and all the other big government stuff he voted for. This guy can get up and say whatever the F he wants to these audiences, couch the terms as, okay, well, I've seen the light. I'm finally out of political office, and I want to be the governor now.
I like the one of Obama where he's pro-union when he's before the union people, and then later he's saying something that's almost exactly opposite of that when he's somewhere else.
Is this a video clip that one
can find? Yeah, it was another reel like that where it's, you know, showing all of his BS.
It's just a joke. Kiva is on the line in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Who believes this stuff? Kiva, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how you guys doing? I'm just saying, I mean, it's sad that we got a two-party system, and it's sad that they're both liars, you know, but the only chance we have, I mean, the only chance in hell we'd have would be the Tea Party people, because they're the only people that even mention the word liberty. I mean, what alternative is there?
Let's talk about it, Kiva, if you want to hang on. The only chance... Is the Tea Party the only chance for liberty? I thought Ron Paul was the only chance for liberty. That didn't work out either. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. But he'll run again, and he'll be the only chance a second time, right? Oh, no, the Tea Party's the only chance. Well, what is the only chance for liberty? Why don't you answer that question? We'll bring Kiva back here in a moment, hopefully, if he hangs on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times with a special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want, dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you'll find our features on the site are for free. So head over there and enjoy those on us, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and chat, all built in there to the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. Head on over, enjoy that. cam.freetalklive.com. And are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. I did. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now that, in my opinion, is a real solution for liberty in our lifetime.
It's not an easy one.
The people that are going to pick up and make a move across the country in many instances for the ideals of freedom, those are people that really get what freedom means. The people at the Tea Parties, I don't know about that, but Kiva seems to think they're our last hope. Kiva, you're back with us listening to WVTS. Isn't it true that the Republicans have been using the term liberty for a long time? I mean, why is it the Tea Party that's any different? Do we have Kiva?
Message across wrong. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First of all, I must have got my message across wrong. Okay, I don't believe any of this, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the country's been taken over by a bunch of gangsters, okay? That's pretty much what they all are on both sides.
Yes, sir.
And Ron Paul would be fine with me. Okay, but the thing is, we're stuck with Republican or Democrat because they are so big. Any third party, any kind of nationalist party will just get crushed under their wheels.
Well, it's not that they'll get crushed.
Take off.
It's not that they'll just get crushed. It's that there are all kinds of campaign finance reform, which is what they call it, which are really just restrictions and regulations and hoops that they've put up to prevent any third parties from getting any kind of a foothold.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and about the only thing I could think of to even start to run me this mess would be term limits, because public service is not meant to be a lifelong career for these people. They got these PUD jobs. They don't even have to spend their own money. Make them go back to work and make them open their own damn doors and make them drive their own self around like normal people do after like two terms. And maybe they'll stop feeling like kings and queens,
So when the TARP thing was being proposed and people were calling in 100-1 against the bailout, telling them, you have to vote this down, do not pass the bailout, what did they do?
They passed the bailout.
So how are you going to make them do anything?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying the Tea Party is the only hope, but don't they sound a little bit better than the Democrats and the Republicans? I mean, for
the rhetoric sounds a little better, but, you know, I don't think they're really... I feel like the Republican Party has run out in front of the parade, co-opted the movement, and now they're just...
They are the Republicans.
The wing of the Republican Party.
Right.
Both parties suck, okay?
Yes, sir.
But, I'm afraid it's the lesser of two evils.
I'm not convinced that either is lesser.
I agree with what you're saying. I do. I think that, for me, I'll take the candidate that's lying to me rather than the candidate that's telling the truth about growing government. I'm not saying that I'm going to get excited about it. I generally don't think that an election on the national level is really of any import at all. If I'm going to go and I'm going to vote on a local level, and I think that's very important because I picked up and moved the Free State Project in order to make one state at least a beacon of liberty. Because I think it requires concentration. We're just too spread out. But I'm going to go for the local elections. Since I'm there, I'll take their number two pencil and a few minutes of my time and bubble in whatever candidate. I don't think it honestly matters very much whether it's Democrat or Republican. So I feel your pain on this one. There's not much that one can do. It's too, you can't do anything other than pick up and move for the Free State Project, and that's a hard choice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm afraid I'm going to get cut off because I'm driving up the street now, up the interstate, but, it's just a mess. I really don't think this country is going to recover from this mess if something don't happen real soon. I mean,
Anyway? Kiva, what good would it do if it did recover? And then it would just live for long. The government would just live longer if it somehow recovered. I look forward to it crashing and burning in the most peaceful way possible, of course.
Well, yeah, but it beats living in Mexico City. I mean,
How do you know?
Well, because I just hear that's a pretty rough place. I mean,
I don't know. I've heard different things about Mexico. It just depends on where you are. But I thank you for the call tonight, Kiva. I certainly appreciate hearing from you.
Well, if Mexico would allow their citizens to, earn a living in a fair and equitable fashion rather than stealing money from people and making it just impossible for the little guy to make money, they would have a much better system. And they do. They have a terrible, terrible place in Mexico City, you know, big, you know, tin hut city outside of the Distrito Federal.
I think Kivo's right. We are sort of, or the federal government is heading for sort of a total, complete collapse and a worst-case kind of scenario. And on the Sunday show, we covered a pretty stark warning from Ron Paul, and he brings up a really good point. The biggest that's not really the ideal solution, because what's likely to happen out of that is as things start to break down and the unemployed are unable to – are getting thrown out of their houses and don't have anywhere to go – crime is going to start spiking through the roof and all of these other things, the people will call for the government to come out and protect
them. They'll
usher in a police state that's even worse than we have today. I mean, it will
be like
9/11 on steroids.
Well, which one of you mentioned that was a hard choice to go with the Free State Project? Was that you, Mark? The
Mark,
hard choice?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a pretty hard choice in comparison to just going and voting once every 2 years. It's a hard choice.
It requires a much higher level of commitment, right?
Compared to the average level of commitment that the average person would involve themselves in, and I mean average voter, because that's pretty much all they do is they'll go out and they'll vote. Maybe they'll go and wave a sign, feel good at a Tea Party rally or something like that, or a peace rally or whatever the rally type is. So yeah, it is a hard choice, but it's not like it's a hardship in that, we're not living out in the winter cold up here in New Hampshire. We've got oil heating, wood heating. We've got, you know, various different types of comforts here.
Sure.
It's not as it was 200 or 300 years ago when people were just barely getting by and trying to scavenge as much as they possibly can to get through the winter. I mean, it could be a lot worse, right? We're not having to go into battle with
the forces of a monarch.
Yeah, and we don't have to face anybody with any significant level of violence in comparison to what they had to deal with back then. So compared to what it could be, it could be a lot worse. So
hard to argue with that.
It may be hard to get your stuff together and to make the move and to say goodbye to friends and family members, but
I'd say that's probably the hardest part is, you're picking up and moving.
Yeah.
And most people don't pick up and move for any other reason than, jobs and girlfriend, significant others. Those
sure.
are the reason people move.
Sure. So from our perspective today, maybe it's difficult to make a choice like to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But from the perspective of world history and what other people have gone through in order to achieve some increase in the amount of liberty they have in their lives, it's a joke. We've got it pretty easy. So if it's important to you to have liberty, then I think the Free State Project is your best choice. 800-259-9231. It does mean that the commitment is involved and getting active is involved. But if you want something to change, checking a voting box isn't going to do it.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned cleaned up to 200 times.
What is it?
It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for 3-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. The number, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there for free. Head on over there. You'll find stuff like our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website. In fact, the last week's worth is on the front page, and then you click into the archive section that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All thanks to HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
And so how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page could make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so a little bit of news, Mark, out of the military-industrial complex about a sniper rifle.
Yeah, this is just strange and weird, but this is from popsci.com.
All right, tell me about it.
A sniper crouches near an open window, zooms in on his target, who sits a half a mile away. He peers through a scope, holds his breath, preparing to squeeze the trigger. But it's windy outside, and he can't afford to miss. What to do? A new DARPA-funded electro-optical system will calculate the ballistics for him, telling him where to aim and to ensure a perfect shot no matter the weather conditions. It even, by the way, will accommodate for the turn of the Earth, which apparently will get you two inches off every mile or something like that.
Wow.
2 inches. So that's the difference between the middle of your head and the side. So, I mean, how far, if this thing will calculate this, how far are we from the robot sniper?
Just build a robot.
If it can accommodate for wind conditions, if it can accommodate for, the Earth's turn, can it accommodate for flying
speed?
On a little helicopter?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking a four-rotor helicopter robot sniper guy who just takes out all the competition.
They already have robots that have, like, 50 caliber machine guns mounted on them that will chase people down. I've seen videos of this where they put troops out to try and take them out or to try and get away. And, I mean, they surrounded the guys and were ready to open
fire.
Is this
on the ground or open?
This was on the ground, but in a...
So like the Terminator, basically.
Desert, yeah, like a desert-type environment with hills and things. The guys are running away and the robots are faster than people can run.
Do the robots have two legs? Do they have treads?
No, they had tracks, so, but they could move over rough terrain, that sort of thing. There's also the video.
It won't be long before they have legs. I mean, the folks out of Japan.
They already have that, actually. There's a video of a robot that looks kind of like a deer that is autonomous.
I've seen this.
And, and it runs on a gas motor, and the guy kicks it and tries to knock it over, and it stands back up.
One incredible gyroscope in that thing.
And they're developing the exoskeletons, where kind of like a mech type thing, where you would get in that, and it would give you extra strength to carry a 400-pound pack.
Like in the movies, like an Avatar, for instance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like
they also have self-healing minefields. Isn't that great? So, like, when a mine blows up, the mines are on a wireless network, and they
knows where
they
to go to replace
hop.
It.
Well, the individual mines can hop from one location to the other to fill in the hole in the minefield where
crazy.
It just detonated.
And, of course, in the world of robots, if you look at some of the work they're doing out in Japan, those robots, just the consumer level stuff, right, is getting pretty amazing. I mean, I've seen footage of a robot that is able to go up and down stairs, which no problem. There's a robot that can unicycle and balance itself on a unicycle. So putting all this stuff together is just going to be a matter of 5, 10, maybe years at the most.
Short years from now, that's for sure. Let me go on with the article here, because I just went off on my own little tangent there. Lockheed Martin won a $6.9 million contract.
6.9, that's chump change.
Yeah, it is, for this week, for the second phase of DARPA's one-shot system, that's what this sniper thing's called, which will provide direct observations of a target, measure every variable that influences a bullet's flight, and calculate the aim to offset the sniper's rifle scope. The aim offset in a sniper rifle scope. During the project's first phase, which started in 2007, Lockheed developed a downrange system that measured average crosswind, range to target, spotter scope position, air temperature, pressure, humidity, and more, according to Military Aerospace. Using all those variables, it calculated the ballistics for a .308 bullet at ranges as far as 3,600 feet. That's a good shot, no matter who you are. 3,600 feet, more than half a mile.
Yeah.
And I've heard of these mile-long shots, but you just don't generally need them. You can set up somewhere or somehow. And if you're talking about some kind of robot doing it, you wouldn't even need that much space. You just send the little robot out there to do it, and it takes somebody off. It's amazing.
I've met a sniper in Dallas that was in Iraq, shot a guy at 1,000 yards, was standing on a wall. There were kids off to the side, and hit him and killed him.
So that's not quite as far as this thing can make the changes for. That's a heck of a shot.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. While it's impressive the system's too heavy and unwieldy, it couldn't be used in standard rifle scopes. The Phase 2 design will be more compact and able to operate in real time over longer distances. It will measure, imagine, a little robot flying in the air that can shoot you from a mile away. It will measure atmospheric conditions, account for the weapon's maximum effect range, and include GPS coordinates. It's also, by the way, sniper rifles operate on essentially the maximum that a human can handle at this point. So if you can make that amazing mile-long shot, it's just because a man can do it. So they haven't had to build the rifle that would make the two-mile shot because no man can do it. However, this computer will be able to do so. So it will now be getting to stress ballistics and all that stuff to see, how far can we make these things go.
I'm pretty sure that they have motorized guns that are mounted to the ground, and they're not held by a human. They're on a tripod, you adjust them with a computer, you're looking at a screen of your target, but adding this into that kind of technology would really, I think, extend the range.
Let me read this. There's a comment at the bottom of this article that really brings it all into focus. It will measure atmospheric conditions, include GPS coordinates. It's also supposed to communicate with the rifle scope and informing the gun itself to the point of aim, offset, and expected crosswind. And apparently they'll be delivering 15 field-tested prototypes by next October. And there's a comment down here. It says, while the mechanics of this may seem astounding to most, in 1997, I ETS'd from a three-year tour as a tank crew in the U.S. Army. The M1A1 and many other vehicles in the Army have had this ability for over a decade. Moreover, they also had to calculate the speed of the vehicle and the terrain that was being driven over to come up with a firing solution. The real jaw-dropper is to integrate this into a system that a troop could carry into action.
Yeah.
So once the troop can carry it on a rifle, what's it take for a little robot helicopter? I'm telling you, you're so close to the government just taking people out without the ability to be checked at all, really.
Well, last night we talked about how Obama has instituted this political assassination campaign where anybody that he orders can be killed around the world, and there's nobody that can even question it, because when it comes up in court, the government, all they have to do is say, well, state secrets. And then the courts will just kick the case out. So, yeah, they'll be able to – they can do whatever they want already. This just makes it even easier for them, right?
Yeah. I also wonder, once the government makes things, then civilians get their hands on it. What happens when a civilian can do this? Essentially, I mean, how can they tell who's controlling the robot?
I don't know, man. That's scary stuff.
It is scary stuff.
Maybe that's the answer. We'll get the hackers to take over the Army's robots and turn them against the Army.
I hope so. Or maybe by the time the robot technology gets to the point where it could really meld with this, maybe the government will be destroyed on its own volition. Maybe it'll implode upon itself.
You think that there won't be other governments?
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I
can hope. There is hope. And yes, there is the internet. We can educate people. So a good idea, once it gets to a certain point of saturation, should spread fairly quickly. So the question really becomes, when will the idea of liberty reach that point of saturation? We won't know until we can look back on it. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features that we have there. Joining you here in the studio for the remaining moments is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Sam is here, courtesy of ObscuredTruth.com. Head on over there, see his brand new anti-campaign video. It is not a campaign commercial. What are you working on behind the scenes now, Sam? What's the next project? You've always got something in the pipe.
I need to really get back to the Mark Stevens thing from Porkfest, as well as the what is it? Soapbox Idol, and get some of those things.
Some Porkfest videos.
Taken care of. Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be good. That's good stuff. Porkfest was, of course, a lot of fun, and we'll be telling you more about that again as time gets nearer next year. Of course, coming sooner than Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is the Liberty Forum, which I'm not sure what the dates are. I know they've been announced. We'll get some details on that here as the year gets closer toward wrapping up. But the Liberty Forum's always a good time. It's the yearly gathering in a hotel. So it's right at the very end of winter, the very beginning of springtime here in New Hampshire. And it's just a great event where hundreds of liberty-minded people get together and they kind of have this convention-style atmosphere. It's good stuff. So we'll tell you more about that. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn about those things on your own time. Let's go to the phones and the fun. James is in Minnesota. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. James in Minnesota, going once.
Hello.
Hey, James, you're on the air.
Am I now?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to say I'm very pleased with the program, and I wanted to comment on Jesse's beckoning the question as to why churches aren't taxed. And I would say that churches...
Hold on. You're not on Alex Jones' show.
Okay,
you're talking
okay,
about...
Okay, that's fine. Now, I think I realized that.
Okay, but that's all right.
Who is Jesse?
Jesse Ventura was on Alex Jones. I actually caught part of this interview today. And he was bringing up the point that, well, you know, one of the big problems is he was talking about the volunteer fire department. And they were covering, I think, this fire story. And one of the things he said is, well, look, if the churches were actually paying property taxes, they're getting basically a free ride out of this whole deal. If they were paying, you might have more money for some of these services to be provided
now,
by
the
government.
In the words of JFK, let me say this about that.
Okay.
Churches are 501c3 IRS organizations. It's like the post office, see? Now, you don't tax the post office. You don't tax a federal military vehicle. You don't tax a federal base, okay? These are entities created or organized by the laws of the federal government, okay?
How about we just not tax anybody?
Well,
because taxes are wrong and it's stealing.
Taxes is a deeply misunderstood subject.
Really?
Every entity within tax within the Internal Revenue Code is an entity created or organized, and that's the language that they use. There's 110 different taxing statutes in the Internal Revenue Code.
So are all the people that pay taxes created and organized by the IRS?
They certainly are. 51 of which are income tax statutes. Each of the taxing statutes imposes a tax on a different taxable activity, transaction, or event. And for each of the taxable activities...
So do you pay?
Transaction,
I don't really want to hear a tax lecture. Do you pay?
I'm not... This isn't the lecture. This is the short version.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sounds awful.
For each of the taxable activities, transactions, or events, there's different forms used, different periods covered, different deductions allowed.
Okay. How do I opt?
Okay.
This is the kind of confusing crap that is one of the reasons why I don't pay. Do you pay?
No, I pay all lawful taxes.
What's that mean?
Those are the ones imposed by the taxing statutes, the ones I was just telling you about.
So wait, what, taxing statutes at the federal level?
Well, of course, you realize there is, for the most part, no state income taxes, okay?
Depends on which state you live in.
Yeah, but most states, like 48 of them do.
What?
Like 46 states have income tax, don't they?
Right, but those are federal. They were federal taxes piggybacked in under the Public Salaries Tax Act.
So what are the lawful, in your mind, what is the lawful taxes? What lawful stealing do you look at and say, hey, that's okay?
No. You tax those entities that are privileged to exist.
I don't tax anyone. I don't steal from people.
No, I'm not talking about stealing.
When you say you mean the federal government?
No, the entities that are created or organized have received something, okay, from government. It is
right,
therefore
so if they're
that they're taxable.
If they're a 501c3, they're getting some sort of perk, and so therefore they're
taxable.
He's
making a very valid point here, and you just keep on badgering him about whether taxes or not are legit.
I haven't heard a point because it's all been legal mumbo-jumbo to me.
Okay, here's the facts. The fact is a church doesn't need to organize itself as a 501c3.
True.
Many of them choose to do that. All you have to do is start acting like a church, and then you are a church. However, many of them choose to dodge the bullet of the federal of some kind of audit or something like that by going ahead and organizing as a 501c3, he's pointing out that they don't necessarily have to do it, and that Jesse was wrong in this.
No, that's not what I'm pointing at.
Say you're wrong, Mark.
All right.
See, what do you know?
I'm pointing out that, you know, come on, guys.
I asked Mark. What does Mark know? Mark doesn't know what
every entity that's taxed is privileged to exist. It is for this privilege that they're taxed. Okay?
Well,
privilege
I'm taxed. Does that mean the government is granting me privilege to exist?
Do you have a Social Security number?
Well, they assigned one to me.
Right, but you know, those numbers are only to be applied for pursuant to order and notice. Okay, as cited in Mobile Oil Corporation versus U.S.
Does anybody understand? I know, James, you're trying to impart some important information. I'm sure you believe that whatever it is that you have to share tonight is important. But, Mark, Sam, what is it just me? Because I feel like I'm totally in the dark here.
It's a little over my head, yeah.
What are you talking about? Can you boil it down for somebody that doesn't know what you're referring to here? Because I feel like I am completely lost.
I can boil it down simply by stating that there is a federal statute, okay?
There are a bunch of them.
I'm talking about a particular one.
Yeah.
Okay?
All
and
right.
Since you don't seem to like numbers, okay, or something, and it
Get
seems
him.
To confuse you, I'm just stating simply that there is a federal statute that mandates that Social Security numbers are for federal government officers and employees.
Uh-huh,
now, there's a
okay.
lot of talk about how PBO is an illegitimate president. Consider this, okay? If you have a Social Security number, you are already under the executive branch.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You're saying that everybody with a Social Security number is, in fact, a government worker, even though they're not actually given compensation for it.
The word employee is a French word, okay?
Yeah, it's a legal term.
Government worker. Okay.
I don't pay Social Security personally, but it's pretty hard to get by like opening bank accounts without one.
Yeah, and the problem is all of the people out there that hold the jobs, all of the employees. Hold on, hold on.
All of the employees. I opened mine without one. Okay.
How did you do that? Which bank?
What year? I just used all that legal mumbo jumbo we were talking about. You ask me such questions, and it's almost as though you don't want to hear the
answer. That's not a legal mumbo jumbo answer. Which bank did you? Which bank allowed you to open an account with no employee ID or tax ID or Social Security?
I don't really care to discuss that. I mean,
you got nothing then. Thank you for the call.
Here.
If you don't want to help out other people to find the path to liberty, then I got nothing for you, man. Look, you want to make a big claim like I can open a I've opened my bank account without a Social Security number, and I ask you which flippin' bank I can go to accomplish this, because I've tried it before, and it's nonsense. Please, tell me which bank allows you to do this.
It may or may not be nonsense. It's just it requires living someplace where there's a bunch of banks in competition and going and checking with each one of these banks.
They're all under the Patriot Act, and they're little cowards, and sure. They will not I would love to know which one of which one is it? Which magic bank will allow you to go and open an account without some government identification number? I would love to sign up.
I just want to know how I opt out. You know,
you just write the federal government and tell them you don't want your Social Security number anymore, and then you're no longer a federal employee, and you can just there's some more forms you might have to fill out.
Why is it you suppose that everybody who's born here, people that don't lock them illegals, want to change this? That if you're born here on this soil in the so-called United States of America, that you're automatically a citizen of the United States. Why do you suppose that is? Because otherwise, they'd have to have a specific process that you would go through in order to become a citizen, where in the meantime, you would be in limbo. You would be in the place that you're not a citizen to, and you could say, no, take your form and stick it.
Why would you want to become a citizen if that was the case? Because they don't have any obligation to protect you, so what are you going to get out of the deal.
Right.
It's a big scam. Anyway, I know where old James is coming from. There's all kinds of conspiracy theories out there about government numbers and consenting and opting out. And there are plenty of people that will take hundreds of your dollars, if not thousands, to try to tell you some sort of secret path to get you out of the system. There's no secret path. And there is no easy choice or no magic words. You just have to stand up for yourself. See you tomorrow night. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.